Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is seeking re-election this year, says U.S. aid to Liberia over the last 7 years has been put to effective use, helping the country rise from what she calls the ashes of war to become an emerging democratic nation. President Sirleaf spoke last Friday at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington on the progress her government has made and the challenges it faces. She said she came to Washington to thank the American people for their past support and to advocate for a continuation of that support. But President Sirleaf said her government is looking for partnership, not handouts.
As I stated earlier, and emphatically, we came to Washington to make the case for sustained foreign assistance to Liberia. We are not seeking an open-ended commitment, but rather a support in the next few years of this transition. If it happens, I'm confident, and I've made the commitment, that Liberia will sustain its own development. We shall not ask for foreign assistance in 10 years.
President Sirleaf said her government has made progress in revitalizing the economy, rebuilding infrastructure, and restoring services by introducing a poverty reduction strategy.
In 2008, when we wrote our poverty reduction strategy, we regrouped our tasks into four pillars: peace and security, economic revitalization, infrastructure and basic services, governance, and the rule of law. It is through the hard work of the Liberian people that I can now stand before you today and say that our progress and the lessons we've learned along the way have got us to where we are today.
Critics of the government, including presidential candidate Du Thuamwemisi, who supported the president in 2005, said she should not be reelected because she has failed to deliver on her promises.
As my people asked me the last time in Granji there, the question was asked as to why are you not supporting the president again. I said, well, you know, we native people, we go around Christmas time, we go and we dress a devil, and we bring the devil in town to entertain us. And the drums begin to beat, and the women begin to sing, and then we realize that the devil can dance. So those of us who went to bring that devil to town, it becomes our responsibility to go back and undress that devil and bring a new devil in town.
Mason also said President Sirleaf has failed to fight corruption, which he described as the albatross around Liberia's neck.
I think the first step is to show leadership by example. Leadership in the fight against corruption must begin with the president. The president must show in deed and in action that the president is above corruption. As you know, our people say the fish begins to rotten from the head. We need to ensure that the president sets the example.
Some Liberians refer to the country's judicial system as one that serves only the rich. As a result, they say they are frightened to seek redress in a court of law. In her speech, President Sirleaf admitted that the punishment aspect remains what she calls the missing link in the fight against corruption. But she says her government will continue to tackle that problem.
Battling corruption is at its core a battle of ideas, a battle of values, a battle of attitudes. We have been trying to take an approach that's both systemic and preventive, and we have made progress.
President Sirleaf says unemployment remains the biggest challenge and the priority of our government.
We know that relying on our natural wealth, that foreign investment alone will not create jobs. We need to go one step beyond our own traditional experience and the experience of many of our African countries. We need more value added, more labor-intensive industry, more small businesses, more vocational training, and a sustained and renewed effort to raise the educational standards for all of our citizens.
Other critics say President Sirleaf has not done much to reconcile Liberians by what they say is her failure to implement the recommendations of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. The president said her government's process of national healing and reconciliation is neither perfect nor complete. But she said her government is convinced it has taken the necessary first step.